Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Yes.
What does the fox say? Foxy. Foxy, give it to me, Jimmy. Jimmy, boy, you're my boy, Jimmy. Give me the fox.
Strong,
stepping into the Wendell Sailor role there, right?
I look forward to that every week. Yeah.
Yeah, he loves it. Yeah, anyway. He loves it.
I didn't touch you quite enough.
You didn't put your hand on Wendell my hand, does. Which I must say was a lot more comforting than when Wendell sits there and does it.
It's the pick of his contribution, really, isn't it?
He's listening, Tony. He's not well.
I mean that. I mean that in the nicest possible way. What's going on, Jimmy Fox?
Well, Tony, it's been all about the Panthers this week, and we were just speaking about Luke Brooks and the fact that Nathan Cleary has been linked with a shift to the West Tigers and playing under his old man Ivan. We heard from Ivan this morning. He's confirmed that for this point in time and at this point in time, he'll be staying at the West Tigers. But the Penrith Panthers are really, really confident on the back of everything that's happened over the last 7 days. And they've been working on this for quite a long period of time. They're confident they'll be keeping Nathan Cleary. They think that they'll most likely extend him for another 4 seasons on the back of the fact that he signed for next year as well anyway. So you're looking at 2023, 2024. He's a local junior, played all his career there. A lot of his great friends there. Current New South Wales State of Origin halfback. So it's a big story and it's a big, big signature for the Penrith Panthers if they can land that.
Did you see Gerd's shoulder slump then? Because his point scoring record now is in big danger, isn't it?
Oh, damn it. Well, Jimmy Mulaney kicks for the next couple of years. Yeah. I think I might be okay.
The other one out of Penrith as well, having heard from Ivan this morning, is, well, you're still going to need a coach, aren't you? So we know Cameron Ciraldo and Peter Wallace will do the caretakers' roles for the next 8 weeks, but beyond that next season, I get the feeling as though the planets are aligning for Wayne Bennett, one of the biggest personalities in the game, to be lured there by Phil Gould, another one of the biggest personalities in the game. And I think back, I remember when those two blokes were rival State of Origin coaches, there was no love lost. They did not like one another. You would see that throughout the Origin series, their body language, they rarely spoke. They'd acknowledge one another, but yeah, there was certainly a fair bit of tension between the two, but as we know in rugby league, things often twist and turn in mysterious ways, and I just get the feeling that we know Wayne, in all likelihood, won't be at the Broncos next year. He's feuding with the CEO at the moment, Paul White. I think Wayne's a good chance of being at Penrith.
He's been living in Brisbane for a long time, so it's about time he moved into a nice area. It's a step up. Out there in the Rith.
Where
love
would
it
you
out
recommend
there in the
if you had to give Wayne a little guided real estate tour out there? Where would you take him to? Glenmore Park? Or?
Yeah, no, probably Lienay. It's a pretty nice area there. Probably some.
That's where Ivan is, isn't it?
He's up in Lienay somewhere. I think probably down there on the Nepean River somewhere. You could give him a little view over the golf course. It's a lovely
area. Do you reckon he'd jump on the cables, Wayne?
Get on the cable water ski. Is that still there, the cable water ski? I'm not sure if it is.
What at Panthers World of Entertainment?
Yeah, they do the aqua golf.
That's still out there.
Yeah, Wayne would love that. And the pokies, I reckon. Doesn't Wayne love the pokies as well?
Is Reactor 1 still out there?
No, they closed that down. Nah. MG just went through the whole security and no one else would want to work there.
If they're getting Wayne Bennett, obviously it's to win a premiership. Do you go with the idea that Anthony Griffin's saying that, you know, they were ready to win a premiership this year? Could you see that happening the way they were playing? Under Anthony Griffin?
No, well, no, I said that through the week, Tony. No, I thought that I thought they were struggling. And, their form warranted some sort of change. I didn't know it was going to be so dramatic. I was just hoping they came up with another way to start performing. But we'll see what the reaction is like from the players today. They've got an opportunity to show how they feel.
Absolutely. 3 o'clock kickoff.
I think they've got a roster, Tony, that is capable of winning the competition. I don't think they could have won it with Anthony Griffin as a head coach. That's why they made this tough decision. Tone, you're Red V.
Uh-oh.
And one of your players who's been really, really good over the course of the last two or three seasons, Nene McDonald, he's been injured. We expect him to make a comeback this weekend, but I'm hearing that he might be headed north. He might be headed back up to Townsville. He's originally from up in Queensland. And I'm hearing that the Cowboys are making a bit of a big play for Nene. And he could end up there.
What do you call him?
North Queensland. What did I just call him?
Nene.
I'll run with that.
You go with Nene
rather than Nene.
What do you call him?
Isn't it Nene McDonald?
I'm going with Nene. What are you going with, Josh?
Right. Probably his name, Nene.
We'll go with his name.
I'll take it back, Nene.
Yeah, we'll go with his name. Nene. Okay, I like that. All right, thank you so much. What does the fox say?